Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver quick, actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and make meaningful progress toward your goals. Where are you feeling the tension between what you need right now to achieve your yearly goals and what you want to build for the future? In this episode of Elite Insights, I'm sharing one of the biggest insights from my recent quarterly review, one that challenged me to think differently about how I'm using my time and what I'm prioritizing as I move into the second half of the year. I know from practicing this critical goal-achieving behavior that investing a few hours to reflect on where I am, where I want to go, and how I'm spending my time, energy, and effort is one of the best investments I can make in my business. Because without this pause to do a quarterly review, I would have continued to put pressure on myself, the pressure to do more, achieve faster, and push harder. And some of this pressure is good. It's what helps us as high achievers reach ambitious goals. But when pressure goes unchecked, it can lead us to chase everything at once, treat all priorities as equal, and miss the opportunity to be more strategic with our time. That's why one of the most valuable things I did during my review was to step back and take a clear look at my capacity. As a high achiever, my default is often to work harder or add more to the calendar. But understanding my real capacity gave me the clarity to make intentional decisions about where to focus next. I realized I have two major priorities, and while both are important, they can start to feel like they're competing for the same time, the same energy, and the same attention. I have a revenue goal that I want to hit this year, and that's my primary focus. And I also have a strategic priority to expand my impact by growing beyond the market where I'm already known. It's about stepping into my next level of influence and creating new opportunities, elevating my thought leadership, and building what's next in my business. This strategic priority isn't one I just want to ignore, but I also feel like it shouldn't compete for the same level of my time and energy right now. In order to reach my revenue goal, I know I need to focus on the relationships, offers, and referrals that consistently drive results. At the same time, I want to continue investing in my long-term positioning through the podcast and LinkedIn content and relationship building. And I'm hopeful that these efforts, even though they might take time to gain traction, are going to help me achieve my strategic business priority of expanding beyond the market where I'm already known. And this feels like tension, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that is feeling this sort of tension. So by uncovering this tension in my quarterly review, I learned that the key isn't to try to do all of this with the same level of intensity. So I was approaching achieving my revenue goal while building my brand and investing in long-term positioning. I was trying to approach both with my same level of all-in intensity. And instead, I needed to get clear on what needs my full attention now, and also have trust and faith that if I continue to show up for the future I want to build, even if it's in smaller increments than I originally planned, the payoff is going to come. One reminder that came out of this review for me personally is that intensity doesn't create instant results. As I mentioned, I was trying to push hard on both the short-term revenue and the long-term growth. I'm taking on new coaching clients, following up on warm leads, delivering workshops, evolving the podcast, showing up on LinkedIn, and building visibility beyond the market where I'm already known. And this, trying to do all of this with the same level of intensity, left me feeling overwhelmed and sometimes defeated. I was often not getting something done and feeling like I was failing. And I realized it wasn't because I wasn't working hard. It was because my focus was divided. And that's one of the ways that this tension shows up. For some of us, it's trying to pursue both the immediate results we need and the future we're building, but at the same level of intensity. We spread our energy across so many priorities, and while we might still be making progress, it's not always enough to close the gap on our most important goals. For others, I see this tension show up through over-rotation. They go all in on a new strategy or long-term vision and unintentionally stop doing the things that are actually generating results right now. The things that are generating results right now, those are the activities that are going to build your confidence and create momentum. So both patterns, whether it's over-rotating or pursuing both the immediate and the future with the same intensity, both patterns are common. Both can feel productive, but they can also leave us stuck or second-guessing or falling short of what we truly want. The real growth happens when you stay focused on what's working now, build that momentum through small wins, and keep making consistent progress toward the bigger vision, even if it's at a slower pace. Consistency is what compounds over time. So you don't have to choose between the now and the next, but you do need to make clear, intentional decisions about what gets your full attention right now. And these questions can help you clarify your priorities and make smarter trade-offs. What's currently driving your revenue? What are you doing today that sets up your future positioning? What can you sustainably commit to given your current capacity? And where might you be spreading yourself too thin or over-rotating? The tension isn't solved by doing it all at the same intensity. It's solved by getting clear on what matters most right now and giving yourself permission to grow the rest over time. You showed up and invested in your growth, and that commitment adds up. If you're feeling the pull between short-term goals and long-term growth and want a clear strategy to move forward with focus, let's talk. I partner with high-performing leaders and business owners who are ready to align their priorities, protect their time, and follow through on what matters most. You'll find details about one-on-one coaching in the show notes. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Keep showing up with the effort, mindset, and habits that lead to elite achievement.